I know from feedback we get, I think locals see it as one of the most nicest, exciting events on the calendar, really.
Well, that's brilliant. I mean, we hope it, that's what we aim for, to make it something that's fun, engaging. You know, there's things around, hopefully, that all people can come and enjoy. I mean, when we started it, it had a slightly different feel. It probably wasn't advertised as much when we started 21 years ago. So it was just, you'd be going, doing your shopping on a Saturday, and you'd come across something weird and wonderful happening in the street. And that's where we started. We carried that on for quite a few years in that similar kind of way, until we realized that probably the safest thing would be to close the streets. And as soon as you close the street, it had a kind of different feel. And that's probably where we are now. So it's much more of a destination event rather than something that you come across, which is great for us because it means that people actually come to Arts Fresco, which is why hopefully people are still enjoying Arts Fresco, you know, 21 years later. I think we've got the same belief, the same philosophy, that it should be something that helps, it encourages people to be part of the community. It's a free event, so people can come along and watch what's going on. And when they feel they want, they can move on, and they can move on to something else, or they can, you know, move away and go and do whatever it was they were going to do on the Sunday. But, you know, we're thrilled that people still enjoy it, and we'll keep going for as long as we can. A lot of the acts we bring up are the Covent Garden acts, so we're actually bringing quite well-known, sort of nationally recognised acts into Harborough. And that's always really, we feel really good for Harborough. You know, it's about making I mean, Harborough's a really special place. And that's why 21 years ago, it was decided that, well, you know, why don't we put something like a special thing on in this special place? And I think hopefully we're still promoting it as an event that makes Harborough even more special.
And in terms of the acts this year, who's going to be there?
It's a mixture of ones we've had before and new ones. So we've got Geraghty and Tom, who were here about 5 years ago, I think. They're a unicycle act. They are hysterical. They are really funny. We've got the Harborough Theatre are helping us out. They're doing a thing called The Hound of the Baskervilles. We've got Room for Music coming and doing with Somewhere Records. We've got Carlos Airhead. Don't ask me, it's just one of those things. We've got Stuff and Things doing Philosopher's Shed and The Drain. So they erect a shed in the middle of town and it talks to you. They do things with drains and make them talk to you as well. So that should be fun. We have Hula Hoop Show. We've got lampposts walking around the town. We've got a group called the Hollybobs. We've got Phileas Fogg around the world in... it says 79 days, but so day 79 of the 80 days. So I think he's on his last bit. We've got a whole range of things. Dustbusters, Ugly Bugs, Totem Poles. They all mean nothing, but when you come and see them, hopefully the whole of the town will be busy with stuff going on.
I know you're all volunteers on the committee and work very hard during the year to secure funding for the event, but I know that's becoming, you know, very hard.
We've always fought to try and keep going, and that's becoming increasingly difficult because all of our costs keep going up, and, you know, trying to get people to help us out and looking for sponsors and people to help gets harder every year. And, you know, we're hopeful that we'll be here next year, but we can't guarantee it because, you know, we're wholly dependent on the people who very generously contribute towards Arts Fresco. Increasingly, collecting money on the day becomes more important. Sure. We started bucketing luck a few years ago, going around with a bucket, and we're going to be doing the same this year because it's dependent on what we can get this year as to whether or not we're going to be successful in trying to get going and what we can produce next year. So it's, you know, and that is always the challenge because everybody sees Arts Fresco for one day a year and it's great and we all had a lovely time. There's kind of a committee of stalwarts who have been meeting probably once a fortnight, once every 3 weeks throughout the year in order to make that happen on that one day. And, you know, great thanks to all of the people who turn out for that because really it's down to them that Arts Fresco manages to keep going.